Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Actual content this early in the show?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. Maybe one day people will think this is a good show.
Do you know where the button is?
Of course I do.
And now, live from somewhere you don't want to be, it's all the news that makes you wonder what the f*** is going on. It's What the Hell News, only on the Johnny B. Show.
All right, we're going to get into some content. And don't forget, we have DJ Flacco here tonight.
Yeah.
Feel free to chime in, buddy, whenever you want, since we're not allowing you to play music.
I don't think it's that you're not allowing.
Do you have external speakers?
Ooh.
I forgot my monitor. Usually I do bring a little speaker, but okay. I didn't think I was
we could have rigged up a microphone in the external speaker.
Maybe next time. Damn it.
We'll see what we got.
All right.
I think the big story in Tampa Bay today was Tom Brady's penis.
Whoa.
I have not seen it.
You have not seen it?
But I will say this. I heard briefly this morning on the Mike Calta show as I was driving into work about Tom Brady's penis and that it's super impressive.
So apparently Tom Brady's packing some heat. Not that you wouldn't think that he wasn't necessarily.
Of course he is.
You could watch the video. It's on his Instagram page. His supermodel wife, Gisele Bündchen, came into the room. See, here's the thing about Tom Brady now. He's not a man anymore. He's a brand.
He is
the brand.
He's got a Brady penis.
And it's supposed to look like some sort of a cutesy moment between husband and wife where she walks in and starts to film Tom and says, "Oh, it looks like somebody got some new underwear."
That's how she sounds?
That's my Gisele. And let me see.
She sounds like a Bond villain, not a hot model.
Yeah. Okay. Where's she from?
I don't know. Hot.
Peru.
Somewhere. Yeah, I think it's somewhere South American. Okay. Brazil, maybe?
All right. Well, that's my Brazilian impression. Oh,
that sounds
Eastern Bloc. Oh, let me see the Brady brand underwear. And so he got all cutesy, and you know, people scrolled through, and apparently he's packing some wood. He's packing some major wood in his briefs.
Was he erect?
No, he didn't.
Was it just hanging there like a limp baby's arm?
It's his best way in a soft way. You know what I mean? The best presentation for a not aroused penis.
Fluffed it just a little.
Listen. I think I have a theory that he's got a cod piece in there. He's got some sort of prosthetic in there.
Not a bad move.
Not that Tom's not packing wood. I'm just saying, like, this is a commercial on social media.
Uh-huh.
Okay? You want to look your best. Now, I know it's supposed to be an impromptu moment, but I think maybe he might have had some help. That's all I'm saying.
It's a good play call. You know what I mean? Sometimes he doesn't throw the ball to Mike Evans. He'll pump fake and then hit Chris Godwin over the middle. So he just pump faked that he had a huge penis, maybe.
Yeah,
either way, successful play.
There was no deflate gate going on in his underwear.
I wonder how many people have said that one today.
You can go see it if you want to. It's definitely on his social media, and check it out. I'll maybe try to clip it and put it on the Johnny B. Show page on the Instagram.
Yeah.
But it was mighty, you know, impressive. And I think it's $85 for a 5 pair of his Brady underwear, which I want now.
What's the biggest they go up to? Because his regular clothes go up to a 2XL. So I need to lose about 30, maybe 40 more pounds to wear Brady gear.
I'm going to say they go up to XL, and I bet you the XL's small.
Yeah.
Would be my guess.
You know which one I thought of today when I heard about his big penis?
What?
That's another one for you critics out there claiming Brady can't go deep.
Huh? Pretty good.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Boxer brief.
Made Gisele sound Russian.
1 pair is $20. That's not too bad. I kind of want to try these to see. I mean, maybe it has that some sort of pocket that's built in or something that kind of... Like, I'm looking at the underwear itself right now, and it looks like it's generous when it's, you know, not on a person.
Are they boxer briefs?
They have briefs. They have...
tidy whities,
boxer briefs, and then regular briefs.
What's he wearing in the video?
He's wearing, looks like, the boxer briefs.
Oh, yeah.
I like a good boxer brief.
That's all
my,
I wear, yeah.
That's my style, yeah. Can't do boxers, boxers.
Flacco, what do you wear?
The boxer briefs is the go-to.
Yeah.
I mean, 20 for one. You get 22 and some change, you buy six pairs of Hanes or Fruit of the Loom.
Bro, I got to be honest. I get the Amazon brand from Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
And they're the best boxer briefs ever. And I get 3XLs, five pair for $22. Yeah. And they last forever. I probably have 30 pairs of boxers. I just buy them on a whim sometimes. But it's Amazon brand, which is probably made by Hanes or whatever.
Yeah.
You know how it is.
Hanes has some really good underwear. Yeah. I got some. I bought some new ones. That's one thing that I will spend extra money on, too. I'm
good
cheap.
Underwear. Yeah.
Good but good underwear. Because you're in them all the time. Socks, yeah. Too. Yeah. I mean, they're on your body,
yep.
You know, most of the day and into the night. I sleep nude. But, you know, a lot of
hell
people
yeah.
Sleep in good underwear. So I make sure that's something I splurge on a little bit. So I would like to own a pair of these Brady brand. Sold out. I was going to buy a pair right now.
Of course.
It's unfortunate.
You know why they're sold out? I guarantee I know why they're sold out. And it's not because people want to wear them because they're comfortable or because it's Tom Brady. There is going to be so many TikToks of people replicating that commercial. But with their girlfriends or their wives, they're going to be doing it where they, but they're going to be stuffing it with like their cat or something inside their pants to just make it look like this big, bulbous, gigantic, cartoony penis. That's what they're going to do. TikTok made them sell out of the Tom Brady underwear. You'll see.
It's certainly possible. He is a marketing genius.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to find the picture. Oh, he kind of covers up. He kind of grabs it in the video.
Yeah.
I think it's fake.
Maybe.
I think it's a dildo.
Wow. You think he pants. Grabbed it to cover up that it's fake? Like
yes.
When Altuve grabbed his jersey before
Correct.
They ripped it off when Houston won?
Yep.
Same thing. Okay.
So that's my speculation. God bless Tom Brady, but I think he's a little too generous with his presentation.
All right. So just a question.
Yeah.
If this was another NFL football player, like, let's say, another Buccaneer. Like, let's say this was...
I think I know where you're going with this.
Shaq Barrett.
Uh-huh.
Would people be questioning if that was his penis or not? Let's say it was... I don't know. Ndamukong Suh.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't question it.
Let's
maybe.
Say it was... I
noticed that you're picking players.
What if it was Scotty Miller?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Then I would be like, no chance, Scotty. That thing is as big as Scotty Miller. He looks like he's got Scotty Miller in his pants.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to take a picture of it. You can see it on the Johnny B. Show Instagram page if you want to see an outline.
His ding-dong runs a 4.240. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
It's yeah. Not a bad ding-dong.
Yeah. I'm going to put that on there.
Johnny B. Show, how can we help you?
What's up, JB?
Hi, Mike.
Big Mike.
Big Mike.
It sounds a little tinny. I'm calling from a watch because my phone died, bro.
Oh, I'm sorry, dude. What's going on, pal?
Hey, just calling to check in and say still love you guys. It's been on the grind and hadn't had a chance to kind of say hi. So,
well, thanks, man. Appreciate it. Did you see Tom Brady's ding dong?
No, I missed out on the long yard pass play there.
All right, man. When you get home, first thing you do is get on your old internet, fire up your old dial-up, and go look at that package, all right? It'll make your whole evening.
It's on the Johnny B. Show
all right, brother.
Page.
You're welcome. All right, later. Johnny B. Show page. Tom Brady's penis. For the clicks. Thank you. Get to it. I think this should be a new trend. I think more NFL players should start pulling this move, especially during the offseason. What do we have right now? Tomorrow's mandatory minicamp. You only get a week of that, and then... We got another month before training camp starts, or a little bit longer, 5 weeks. Let's get some penises out there, you know?
Whose would you want to see on the team besides Tom?
All of them.
You got to pick one.
Oh, damn.
This isn't fantasy land.
I'm just saying, I'm not gay, but if you were to say, hey, we got a picture of Jason Pierre-Paul's penis, I want to look at it. Don't you?
Why?
Negative.
Can I? Why Jason Pierre-Paul? And he's a former Buck. He's not really on the team anymore.
Huh?
I don't know if you can pick him.
Well, he's a free agent right now. He might come back. I'm just saying. I was just throwing a name out there, man. You know? I don't know. What if his missing finger was actually done? Hey, but look, whoa. I'm just kidding, guys. Too soon? Too soon?
Oh, way too late.
Damn it. Look, I'm not saying I'm craving, you know, looking at pee-pees. But if somebody said I got a picture of somebody of a Buccaneer penis, like, we're all looking at Tom Brady's ding-dong right now. Right?
Correction. Y'all are looking at
I didn't see it yet.
Have you not seen it? Check it out.
I'm good.
Take a good
you
look.
You don't want to look at it? What?
Come on, get your face right gay. Next to the monitor,
I know,
bro.
I know, but I have no, you know what I mean? It's not.
Come on, man.
Look at it.
He's a goat.
He's looking.
Yeah, he is.
Pretty good.
You want to know what's going on there?
Okay. Not particularly impressive? Vaco's cool. Not impressed. He's the only one.
I'm just.
He's like, nah.
Okay.
Okay. It's okay.
Growing up in locker rooms, though, man, I mean, it becomes like second nature, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And look, I'm not looking there.
Yeah, no.
That's not right. You know, you don't look at a guy's junk in person.
And, I mean, how tall is the guy, though? The guy's
Tom
not
Brady?
A small human being.
He's
either.
6'5", I think, if I'm not mistaken. 6'4"?
I mean, it'd be kind of silly if he had a small ding-dong.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Well, dude, look, my son, right? 6'6". There was a point in his teenage life where I had to have a conversation with him. I had to say, look, buddy, you can't walk around the house in your underwear anymore. You're too big. He's like, what do you mean? It's just you and Leah. I go, yeah. Yeah, it's me and Leah. And although she is a motherly figure, she's been more of a mom to you than your real mom. I wouldn't even want your biological mom seeing what's going on. He goes, what do you mean? I go, buddy, we can see your huge package. You're 15. It's embarrassing. Okay? She sees mine. She doesn't need to see what you're packing. Now he's a grown man. I don't even know what he's doing. He's probably killing people on accident. He said, yeah, I'm sorry, but tall people, it's just part of nature, I think. I think it's just automatic, right? Like, could you imagine if they had a coffee table book of NBA players or their ding-dongs, Will? Would you buy it?
I don't think so. I mean, I might get it. I might buy it and then give it to you as a gift.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Secret Santa.
Woo!
Secret's out. It was me.
It's going to be a lot of paper to print that book, man.
Yeah. So, anyway, I think that was the biggest story of the day, literally and figuratively.
Hell yeah, dude. Go to the Johnny B Show Facebook page if you'd like to see Tom Brady's ding-dong. Hello, you're on the Johnny B Show. How can we help you tonight?
Hey, it's Greg from Port Charlotte.
Hey, what's up, brother?
And as you know, as a gay male, I did see that video, and I do call false.
Ooh! Ah, from a gay man
yes.
On Pride Month, everybody.
Thank you, sir.
He says that is not the real penis.
Could you elaborate on that?
I'm also 6'3", and so what they do say about big, tall men, especially on the skinny side, yes. And so, Johnny, you may not have that ability, but your son may.
Look, I'm okay. for what I am, stature-wise, I'm I. But, yeah, look, it's all the hormones are putting in the chicken, Greg. That's what it is, okay? That's what it is. You know, it's just it's the way the world is. You know, it's exactly what you got to do. But, yeah.
Your name's Craig or Greg?
Greg. However, Craig. How Tom Brady talks and the way he walks, I don't believe that one bit.
Okay, so this is just your feeling. This is not some inside knowledge, like you know about certain, you know,
he's
pieces
gay.
That can go in.
He knows but how a man walks. He knows the gait of a big penis man.
Is that true?
Yeah, that is absolutely true.
Okay. All right.
I know the gait, as you put it.
Uh-huh. I meant that when I did that. That was good, right? Did you mind, man?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah,
wrong button.
I know the straddle.
Ah, see, Will, he knows the straddle.
I agree. I think it's too perfect and too good to be true.
It's just a little too opportune.
Yes, 100%. Well, thank you for getting my back on that, and I think we're right.
Thanks, buddy. I'm glad. Anytime you want to call in, we could use your expertise when it comes to penis and stuff, buddy. Thanks, man.
All right, guys.
You're the man, dude. Have a great night, Greg. Bye. There you go. Love that guy. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. We're talking about Tom Brady's big old penis in his underwear. Biggest story of the day, ladies and gentlemen. I love it. We're not talking about all the sad stuff that the news wants us to talk about, you know? We're not talking about mass deaths and disease and wars. It's all about ding-dongs tonight, folks. Johnny B. Shaw, how can we help you? Hello? Hello.
Johnny and Will.
Hi.
Johnny and Will.
And Flacco. What's up?
This is Chicken. I just wanted to tell you guys, you need to get desensitized. You got to go up to Caliente a couple weekends.
Ooh.
And after a while, it's no big deal, but you're still lumped because sometimes, like the very first time I went there, you know, you're a little nervous, and my girl and I are sitting on the edge of the pool, and she nudges me, and there's this guy about 75, 80 years old.
Oh,
like
no.
Big woolly. No. He's like a big woolly man that's walking real slow, and his thing is down banging between his knees.
Wow.
I don't know the words anymore, but he was one proud mother.
Now, how long did you stare at this this Bigfoot penis?
Well, you don't just stare. You just kind of like get a glance, but of course, it was worth looking at. I mean, you can't help it. Everyone's naked, so it's not really a big deal.
There you go. Were you naked also?
Yeah.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, once you do it a couple times, it's just 5 minutes and no one cares.
Okay, but you don't feel like you have to rank yourself amongst all the other dudes, like penis size? You're like, oh, man, what am I doing? I'm rocking a four, and all these guys are in fives.
If you have a cold day, if you have a cold day where you're a little shriveled, you know, you kind of want to wiggle around and pull it out so you don't feel like, you know.
Uh-huh.
But,
okay,
but yeah. Now that I had a penis implant, so.
Pardon me?
It never shrinks.
What does that mean?
It never shrinks up.
Hold on, there's a bigger story here.
It's like a boob job for men, but it never like goes back in when it gets cold.
Interesting. So is it always ready for action? You know what I mean?
Oh no, you pump it up.
Oh, you pump it up.
Oh my God!
Fascinating.
Really? So when it's time to go, I mean, that's not like a mood killer where. You know, your woman's all hot and ready. She's like, I'm ready for you, daddy. And you're like, I'm ready too. Hold on. I need the needle for my pump. It's out in the garage. Our son needed a basketball pump. But I'm horny. Like that?
Well, there's a lot of good to that, too. I mean, it takes a little bit to get it pumped up. But, you know, you get ready ahead of time and... If you fall asleep, you just say, hey, wake me up when you're done.
How long does it take to fully inflate?
Not real. I mean, you get the system down after a while.
Minutes, seconds?
System?
A couple minutes.
Is there a button on the side of your penis, like those automatic air mattresses?
No, it's like you got a third testicle.
And you pump the testy.
Oh, my God. This is amazing. Do you have any video? Oh,
I wish your phone connection was better.
I know. Can we pump up your phone?
So you squeeze the boys, and it pumps up the...
That's crazy.
That's... Wow.
Can you just pull them like you're milking a cow, and then it pumps up the penis?
Well, I got to turn you off. You're on the phone.
Yeah, you are turning me off a little bit. Yes.
Not me, sir.
Hey, but I mean, it was very painful for a year. But
oh God, you painful for a year.
Does it add extra inches?
Well, it actually probably takes a hair away.
So it's just for ED.
I was okay, so it didn't really matter that much for me.
So it was a medical thing. You had an ED type situation, Mr. Softy.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was just starting. It's like when I would drink, then I'd have it. So I'm not one, you know, that's an important part of my life. I'm not going
to. Yeah, true.
Now, did you have to troubleshoot before you went out and got the third testy? Like, did you have to, like, maybe test out and be like, maybe I'm just not banging hot enough people, or maybe I'm gay, or maybe something like that?